and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, you're not in front of me face-to-face this week. You are in Toronto, and I am in Los Angeles.
Yes, you are in the home of Three's Company.
Sort of, kind of. Not really, but I'm in a different area of Los Angeles, but I'm closer to the kids than you are.
Yes, than you normally would be.
Yes, very true. It's great to talk to you this week. We have to get it down no matter where we are. The podcast must go on.
Always.
Yes, so we are now season 5, episode 4, Downhill Chaser. It aired November 25th, 1980, directed by Dave Powers, written by Martin Rips and Joseph Storetsky. Jack lies that he's a ski expert to impress a girl. Cameron, what did you think of Downhill Chaser?
Downhill Chaser, I really liked this episode.
Oh, fantastic. Great to hear.
I wanted to hate it. And I wanted to not, there was so much about the storyline in the beginning when I saw what was going to happen, and it's just, okay, it's going to be a full episode of him just trying to dance around this, but it was so well executed in the most over-the-top, ridiculous way, and the supporting cast was great. And dare I say that I did not for one second miss Chrissy.
There we go.
I don't know, and I was very conflicted about this because up until this point, I mean, I don't know if you remember from last week, upon hearing news that she would never return in the same way that we've known her, I was shook. And
you wanted to quit. You wanted to quit doing the podcast.
There had been so much that this show had taken away from me already, in the hours that I've been forced to watch it. Mm-hmm. And it was just so many things changing. And you've promised me time and time again that we'd settle into a groove. And here we are, things are changing again. But I can't argue with more Larry and more Furley.
Yeah.
And when Chrissy's not there, I think Janet sort of steps up in a weird way. And my girlfriend, who has been with me through this whole process, caught me numerous times laughing out loud, guffawing even at moments during this episode. And then she would sort of find my eyes and give me a look because she knows that I haven't been laughing at this show very much. But it's definitely been happening more often, especially in this particular episode.
Well, I am in agreement with you. I loved this episode, Downhill Chaser. And you're right. You know, Janet's picking up the slack, and she's holding her own against and Jack, of course, is becoming more physical to pick up the slack. It's incredible.
But physical comedy has been incredible this season, yeah.
One thing I will say that might have influenced the reasons why you and I both like it is because a lot of the episode takes place outside of the apartment. So
yeah.
we've got a little bit of a breather from just the claustrophobic apartment. We're in a ski lodge. The whole thing takes place in the ski lodge, and Jack has told this girl, that this pretty girl he wants to impress, that he knows how to ski because she's a big ski bunny, ski expert, ski.
Well, I think he said she's like a ski champion, which was surprising to me that she would, you know, be dating someone like Jack. But Jack's, notoriously a smooth talker.
Yeah, and Inga is her name, so I think they're trying to make her sound, I don't know, Scandinavian or some sort. Right. So she was played by Lorette Spang, and if she's familiar to people, she was Cassiopeia on the original Battlestar Galactica TV and movie. And the movie, when it came out, was supposed to be like a Star Wars-type ripoff that was successful. So she was on the TV show as well as Cassiopeia. That's Lorette Spang. And she also appeared as multiple characters on Happy Days. So she is a very familiar face to a certain generation of people.
Was she known at the time, or was this her breakout role?
No, she was already, I think, just leaving Battlestar Galactica. Like, the movie had already been released. It was a big movie for its time, Lorne Greene. And it spun off into a TV show with most of the same cast from the movie. And she was part of that. So her appearance on Three's Company, I would have to assume, was kind of a big deal, you know, or at least a familiar face for a lot of people watching.
So this was a big get for Three's Company at a time when things were very much sort of on edge, I'm sure, for the writers and the cast, right?
Yeah, and, you know, thinking about how Chrissy's not there, they need some, you know, they need a little bit of star power to take over. Maybe that was why they brought her in, at least just for this episode. Because Chrissy doesn't make an... I don't believe Chrissy comes in with a phone call on this episode.
No, with no phone call. She was credited in the episode, which I found interesting.
What, in the intro?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess you, at this point, she hasn't left the show, but... I mean, all it was in the beginning was mentioned in conversation at the Regal Beagle that Chrissy is out of town, and then that was it.
The fact that they still are using the intro sequence with Chrissy on the boardwalk and everything really shows that this whole thing with Chrissy and the contract and all this really was unplanned, and it just took a really bad turn very quickly, leaving no time to make any sort of new intro with a new cast. And maybe even at the time, they were still trying to figure out who Chrissy's replacement was going to be.
So at this time, had she already said goodbye?
I think she was already being phased out because
contractually
she had to appear, and the only way to do it so she wouldn't have to deal with probably feuding factions on set was just shoot her making a phone call for 2 minutes and then get her out of the studio.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was very nervous for Life After Chrissy. But to your previous point, you're so right about the setting of the episode. Avid listeners of the podcast will know that I sometimes get very claustrophobic watching an entire 23-minute episode in their apartment. And when virtually nothing happens. So the fact that we went somewhere new and we really took advantage of the location, I mean, even the scene with them on the top of the ski hill, like it looked super cheeseball, but it was fun. And I'm glad we, you know, like that is sort of like a moment in the show that I'll always remember, just like other moments along the line, you know, because you're leaving that familiar setting. Like I can't tell two episodes apart that took place in that, you know, and they all sort of mush together. But it's when you, you know, mix things up like this is when you really, you know, putting your characters that you've sort of grown into new scenarios, you know, really like makes for I think, good television.
Yeah, I agree. One thing I want to point out is there's another character that's cast for this episode, and it's the woman who goes after Mr. Furley named Gertrude.
Right.
Played by Kate Murtaugh. She actually died 2 years ago at the age of 96, but most people will remember her as the character of Mom in the movie Dr. Detroit, starring Dan Aykroyd. Dr. Detroit, classic movie. She was the villain of the movie, and here she is, not necessarily the villain, but definitely annoying, an annoying character for Furley.
Oh my gosh, that was great. Yeah, that's so funny. I had no idea. That's fascinating.
Yeah, so there's lots going on here on set, on screen, off screen, lots of drama, but to the show's credit, everyone's picking up the slack. Jack, Larry, Furley, and Janet. And, you know, I gotta say, you know, casting Lorette Spang for this episode, master stroke. She was one of my favorite romantic interests of Jack in the series.
Does she come back?
No, I just like her.
Just this one episode.
I just like Cassiopeia.
Yeah. I also loved all of their winter outfits. Like, rarely do we see them in anything but, you know, their, you know, summertime LA clothes, right?
A good point. Yeah. Again, taking them out of their usual element and
you know. It was good. It kept me watching, where often I have a lot of difficulty of you know, paying attention. But you know what? There's this inner struggle that has been going on, and things, you know, I dare say that the tide is beginning to turn, that I'm rounding some sort of corner, because I was kind of sad when the episode was over. I had a good time with the gang, and I just wonder what's going to happen now with Chrissy out of the picture. Like, it is, they definitely picked it up in this episode, but it's going to really change the dynamic, I think, anyways. But I don't know. Like, maybe I can sort of see why you enjoy the show so much. I don't know. That's controversial.
Well, I'm going to just give you a little preview. I think the dynamic on this episode that you're feeling,
yeah,
does not change even with the new, with Chrissy's replacement, when that person finally comes in. Now, that's all I'll say. That's all I'll say. I was about to say more, but that's it.
Wow. I'm just so curious as to who this new person is going to be. And I wonder if we've met this person before in the show.
No, not at all. It wasn't a past romantic interest that gets recast. There's nothing like that. This is a completely fresh face, and I believe at the time this person was an unknown.
Okay. I just hope beyond all hope that it's a different character and not a new actor playing the same character, because I may just walk away. I can't deal with that.
I want to say so much, but I can't.
Oh, no.
Can't.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But come on back next week. I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know where you're going to be.
Well, wherever you'll be, I'll come knocking on your door.